Welcome to The Bright Side of Life. My name still remains Femi in Greater Heights, and you may want to take a seat so you can enjoy what I'm going to talk about. It's something that you've seen around several times, but you don't really know what it means. I'm going to break it down, and I will try as much as possible to explain before I delve into the great news for now. Now, you must have gone to some website and you have seen something called cookies. That's C-O-O-K-I-E-S, or without the S. It depends on how you say it. Now, you must have seen cookies. A lot of you think that, oh, obviously, this is virtually not the cookie that you eat. This is not the chocolate that you know. This is not the sweet, sumptuous, little bunny, freshly baked, blah, blah, blah. This is HTTP cookies. That was the former name. It was usually called HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP cookies. But along the line, moving into from generation to generation and more advancement, they ditched the word HTTP and they just stuck with cookies. So what is cookies? Now, when you visit a website or you navigate across a website, a website tries as much as possible to keep its small, tiny data of itself on your PC. So it saves some information on your PC. Now, why is this so? It means that there's some relevant information that it believes that you would need whenever you are there or whenever you come back. This is one of the reasons when you log into your Facebook on web and you come back, you do not have to start logging in all over again. It is cookies that handles that. Cookies ensures that it keeps your session. So you don't have to log out all the time when you visit a particular website. Now, what does cookies also do? Cookies also keeps your login information. For example, if you check on Chrome or on Firefox, you'll find out that they save your password and username in a secured file on your system. So that means when you visit Facebook and you click on that tab to enter your username or your password, the cookie knows that, oh, this guy has been on the site before and he saved his username and password. So the cookie goes to your system to check for the username and the password that you last used, then it auto-fills for you. These are one of the good things and the good stuff of cookies. And some people have now thought that cookies is used for monitoring. Yeah, cookies is mostly used for monitoring. Now, the reason why it's used for monitoring is that when you visit a particular website, they keep relevant information on your system. That means when you come back, they already know the kind of things that you love. So they can access your cookie and give you a personalized experience. And that is why now, or before now, ad marketers or ad companies, that's advertising companies, would approach some of these companies like Google and they can buy data from them. So they are not going to sell all sensitive data. They're just going to say, oh, Femi Greater Heights went to Amazon and searched for a pair of sneakers. Therefore, by the time you go on Facebook, because these ads have been sold, when you get to Facebook, you will start seeing sneakers on your timeline. How is that possible? That is because of cookies. This same chocolate thing that we're talking about. Well, not chocolate. So cookies ensure that all of this happens. That is a good thing. It's also used for checking analytics of your website. So for example, everyone that visits your website has a unique ID for their cookie. Even if they visit your website 100 times in a day, it is recorded as one. So you can use cookies to know the amount of people or the amount of traffic that came to your site. That is good, right? I'm saying all this story because while there's the good stuff, people frown against their data being used. Nobody wants to go to Facebook. We feel that whenever we search something, we see it on Facebook, and that is so creepy. That is really, really so creepy. And some people will feel that Google is listening to me because I just said something and then Facebook is showing it to me. Do you know how that works? Because Google has Google Assistant, Google Virtual Assistant, GVA on your phone. So whenever you use your Google Virtual Assistant or it triggers and you make a search using your voice, that search is rerouted through the search engine, Google search engine, and that is counted as an activity. So whenever you go to Facebook, whatever you have said as search, either mistakenly or you said it by true intention, you start seeing ads that looks like what you said. Then you'd be like, wow, my village people see, followed me to this Facebook. Like, the people knew my IP address and you followed me here. Now, that is not cool because cookies makes all these things possible using third-party cookies. Third-party cookies also work in this way. You must have gone to a particular website, and before you use the website, they will tell you, we accept cookies. They will say, this website uses cookies in order to offer you the most relevant information. Please accept cookies for optimal performance. Now, some websites will give you the opportunity to accept or reject, but there are some crazy, crazy websites that they do not give options for you to reject. You either accept or you don't use their service. So that means that they are compulsorily making you accept their service or you walk away. So it is up to you to accept or not. But when you accept, they have access to some of your cookies and your history. So they can target you properly. They can look at you and size you very well using your cookie. Now, this is so, so embarrassing because some other sites, before they give you something, they will say, like our page or share our content on Twitter. See what happens. Whenever a website does that, the website links you to your Facebook, and Facebook has no option than to give temporary access of that website to your cookies because you want to click on like on that website to affect Facebook, right? So Facebook will have to transfer in response some of your cookie to that website. So that is what we call third-party cookies. Do you get that now? That is where third-party comes. So you're working on a site, then cookie is being fetched from another site. And that is where ad marketers come in. They fetch some of your cookies from the places you have been on the internet, where you have gone to, the things that you have seen, and they use this to target you in marketing. Some of you call it bot searches. Some of you call it ad targeting. Some of you call it personalized marketing or something, or personalized adverts. All of them are just grammar. They want you to buy something, because if you are using a service for free, you are not paying for it. There must be a value exchange somewhere. You are not paying for Facebook, but Facebook has to trade something from you, and that is your data. Now, what is the good news? Now, the good news is that starting from henceforth, Google will no longer be selling ads to third-party people. Let's give a round of applause for Google! Now, coming from a company that one of its biggest revenue comes from selling all of this data to third-party companies, to third-party advertising agents, or advertising companies, I see this because a lot of countries are now trying to clamp down on data. If you look at GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, that shields European countries and ensures that their data are not misused. You see different countries have their own data privacy. And then you see every company trying to make sure they don't get on the wrong side of each of these rules and regulations. I do not know if Africa as a whole has strong data privacy protection laws, or even Nigeria does, but then Google will no longer be selling ads or selling your cookies, in quote now, to third-party agents. That means Google will not be doing that using its platform. It means its search engine and its browser, which is Google Chrome. Now, I said something. Google is not going to sell it to outsiders. But then, Google is still going to use it. So not the difference. Google is not going to sell that to the outside person. It's not going to sell that to third-party companies. But Google ensures that they use this data for their own personalized experience. I really don't know which is worse. Google not selling and telling us, oh, we'll continue to use some of your data, but we are not going to sell it out no longer. But the question is that a lot of advertising agents depend on this particular method to make money for products, to make you know that, oh, there's a new sneaker in town, there's a new shirt in town, there's a new bag in town. How will they survive? Now, there are different alternatives I will not cover on this show, but third-party advertising agents, they already saw this coming and they started switching to other methods and to other platforms. I see the future becoming so privacy-centric that a lot of people will castigate you when you talk down on their posts. But then we have to rewrite privacy laws all over and all over again to suit the social and economic changes that happens when humans evolve. My name is Femi Greaterheights, and this is the good news from Google and the good news to us all. I'll be right back.